In the gymnasium of an old school in Hope in the US state of Idaho, a crew of workers is busy packing up the huge Höhrengracht installation by the artists Ed and Nancy Keenholz before it's transported to the National Gallery in London for an exhibition of the West Coast artists' work. Daryl Whitcraft, one of the team, describes the task.
Well, we have to clean each piece, clean each crate, and put everything in their crates and figure out a way that we can put all those crates into 240-foot containers.
We're not a contemporary art gallery.
No, I know.
And
I
so
know.
We have to have...
The Höhrengracht is a big walk-in installation that will fill the Sunday Room in the National Gallery, which is a fairly sizable room right in the middle of the picture collection.
Colin Wiggins is the National Gallery curator responsible for bringing the Höhrengracht to London.
It is a reconstruction, or rather a kind of imaginary but also very powerfully realistic reconstruction of the Amsterdam red light district as it was in the 1980s when Ed and Nancy used to visit it. You are given, by entering into the installation, the role of being a voyeur, as it were, a kind of potential client. And it's a sculpture that really makes you confront the issue of prostitution and the morality of the whole system and the history of it.
Nancy Keenholz is the surviving half of the artist duo. Inside the installation, she tells me how the Höhrengracht was constructed.
We made it in our apartment in Berlin, and finally we couldn't even get to the bedroom because it was taking over. But it needed to be big enough to give you the idea of walking a block and turning a corner.
People will probably want to know how you got in touch with the prostitutes when you were there, how you communicated with them.
But we would go up to the doors and ask them if we could take a picture of the interior of the room. And first day or so that we were there, they were not nice to us. And then they'd realize that we were paying 50 guilders or 100 guilders, whatever it was. So then they got very friendly, and they would wave at us and say, "What about my room? Don't you like to use this?"
But the women themselves are not actually modelled on the prostitutes.
No.
you met there. Who are they modelled on?
Oh, they're just friends. We'd ask them if we could use them. And so we were looking for different body types, and you were never exactly sure, you know, who it was you were going to use. But they all knew they were going to be hookers.
Fellow artist and Keenholz friend Brian Maguire, who witnessed the Höhrengracht being built in Berlin, recalls the role the late Ed Keenholz played as its engineer.
He saw the work as painting, as a kind of three-dimensional painting. I understand what he's saying in terms of what Francis Bacon spoke about painting when he said painting works upon the central nervous system. And it's, in a sense, the visceral quality of Ed and Nancy's work impact me in the same way. It hits you in your nervous system.
The Höhrengracht captures the red light district of 1980s Amsterdam, but because new rules and regulations introduced to increase safety and hygiene have changed it dramatically, it's now not only considered to be an artwork, but also a historical documentation, which is why, after the National Gallery, it'll go on to show in Amsterdam's Historical Museum. Nancy Keenholz again.
All of the rooms, they were all different. They were individual, and they were decorated, and they had wallpaper and personal items in them, and even one of them that has a little dog and things like that. And now they're not allowed to do that. Now they're all tile, and so they have more of a clinical look to them.
The National Gallery's Colin Wiggins again.
The National Gallery's permanent collection has got lots of images of prostitution, but I think visitors might not recognise what's going on in some of these pictures, especially the Dutch ones. And that really is what makes the link between the Keenholz piece, which is set in Amsterdam, and the National Gallery's collection of Dutch 17th century paintings, where you often have the same kind of format or concept of looking into the picture, where there are windows and doorways and alleyways that you look down and you're invited to explore with your imagination.
Looking at the piece here, it's hard to imagine it in the National Gallery.
No, it's not something I ever imagined would happen. I mean, it's quite It's more shocking to me, I think, than it will be to anybody else. They're using the piece to compare it to the Dutch old masters and to compare the light of this piece now made in the 80s to what they made in the 14, 15, 1600s. And obviously, the painters were doing the same thing, painting the light of the period, and we were, even though it's sculpture, we were also working with the light of the period.